Blog Talk Radio.
The former Yugoslav Republic of Trash.
Do I sound sumptuous?
You do. Good.
Civil, why are you doing this to me? This is awesome.
It feels like we have been on all boards. Trust me, the audience loves it.
NPR is brought to you by Kirkland Brand Kirkland Whiskey. Kirkland Brand Kirkland Whiskey. Holy shit, don't do it. Oh, God.
Welcome, welcome, welcome. This is ENPR, of course, on Blog Talk Radio now. And what you may be hearing is possibly high fidelity audio. Thank you, Blog Talk Radio beta program, for that brand new fucking shit. I hope it sounds awesome out there. I have no idea if it actually does, but I'm hoping for the best. And I hope you like the new beautiful John Cena intro music. This is me, Derpuff, as usual, with our guest host today. Since Aramek is out and about and away, we have Tenshibo, who I hope is back from getting a glass of water. Is he back? Damn it, Tenshibo. It does not take more than a minute and a half to get a fucking glass of water. Disappointed. But we have a pretty good show for you lined up. We've got Tyler on the line, as he has been the past 2 weeks. He's our motherfucking president, and he is going to talk about our glorious conquest through the European plains to root out the Chilean menace, who has been running like a scared little bitch. So we'll get him online to talk about that. And then we will hopefully likely have Jaden A to talk about American University on here, some of the Department of Interior and Education programs that go around all the time to help our new and up-and-coming players. And it sounds like Tenshibo is back from his three-minute excursion to get a glass of water.
Yo, I also ate some pineapple, so, like, whatever.
Whatever. I mean, you only missed the first 3 minutes of the show, leaving me hanging here to talk about whatever I have lined up. Apparently, I have a show lined up. Who'd have thunk it?
You talked for like 90 seconds by yourself because your opening's a minute long. So don't even play that card.
Shh. Hey, but it was a beautiful opening. It's a beautiful opening. I mean, minus the fact that it doesn't have quotes from you.
Yeah, that's right. You got to rectify that situation ASAP.
Yeah. I mean, hopefully you'll be spitting hot fire on this, and we can throw you in there.
Word.
So, yeah, man. Yeah. So as we speak right now, we have been kind of parading through France and all that kind of fun stuff in an attempt to actually get to Chile, but Chile has been running and running and running. So we have just now, I believe, in the past 24 hours, declared a natural enemy law. And it looks like we may only get to attack one measly region of Chile, which is much less than we ever thought. Much less, because Slovenia kind of carved them in half. So they've got the northern half. One of the regions is under resistance attack, and the other by Slovenia that are in our grasp. And one is under attack by the resistance force of glorious Belgium. So this ENPR is brought to you by war. War, destroying civilizations since the dawn of humanity.
Wait, everyone, if it's brought by war, doesn't that mean Serb needs to come on? Because Serb is war.
Serb is war. Hey, well, Pfeiffer offered, since Aramek was out, to have him and Serb on here, but this isn't 2011, and I don't know if Serb would actually – I assume since Pfeiffer offered, he could somehow pull Serb in here, but, you know, maybe Pfeiffer at least will call in. Who knows?
Maybe. I can always yell at Pfeiffer to call in. He's on IRC.
That's true. Well, Pfeiffer tells me all the time, I can talk for an hour, so if we have a lot of dead space, you know, we'll just call him up and have him give us a lecture on New Republic history or how great he is.
I know, I mean, same. He is a Republic history.
He is E Republic history. Can we just get him and AJ on and they can just like rant at each other? Well, actually, that might not work. AJ would just sit there like spouting Pfeiffer's phone number for the next hour. Oh,
yep.
Such fun times we could have, but ruined by antics. So I guess we can bring on Tyler now. How do you feel about that? And I guess you're dead. Yeah, fuck you. We're bringing on Tyler. What's up, Tyler? You're on. This is ENPR. Glad to have you.
Glad to be here.
So talk about our war with Chile. Did you expect us to only be able to attack, like, you know, one region?
I'm a little disappointed that it's kind of gone this way. Because they started off so strong. I mean, they beat the shit out of Poland.
Yeah, they did. I mean, as bad as that sounds, but like they actually did. It's kind of surprising.
On the bright side of that, though, Trico allegedly purchased 10 million CC for this, you know, European invasion, and supposedly. Poland had them burn like 3 million of it in the first two rounds of the opening battle. So that might be one of the reasons that they're kind of winding down now. Like, yeah, they got their ass kicked, but they made them spend a lot of money to do it. And Slovenia has put a lot in as well, millions upon millions. So it's been expensive.
Yeah.
For us, not so much just yet.
No, not at all. I mean, granted, I'm sure we were prepared to spend millions if needed, but gladly we haven't.
Yeah, we were ready. We've got it on hand, but not so much. I mean, we were set to go into Lower Normandy, and they started that resistance war, and I was going to put CEOs on it, so I'd have Chile hold it, but CBO decided to shove their thumb up their ass and not send me enough money until it turned too far away for us to fix it.
But, shots fired.
Oh, take that, CBO, you motherfuckers.
Yo, in Evie's defense, he literally spends every night just studying until like 1 in the morning.
I thought he just sat there every night staring at the massive amount of money he probably has in his account. Just like, wow, look at like probably like several million dollars just sitting there in his personal EREP account. Just stares at it like, what could I do with this?
Yeah, it's not just every, because there's 3 of them.
Yeah, there's 3 of them.
And he did eventually say, okay, here you go. He got to 0 and didn't send me enough, but, you know, by then it was too late anyway.
Yeah.
Whatever.
Yeah, okay. Shit happens.
So we are not going to be done in Europe. Like I said, I was planning on the big epic thing with Chile and, you know, finally a real enemy, but now they're kind of tapped out and tired.
So yeah.
We'll get there. We'll at least get to kick them a couple of times or something.
No, that's good enough, I guess.
Can we just airstrike them instead?
Yeah, let's airstrike them. Can we airstrike Chile? I mean, I know that like they're much more powerful than us on a daily basis, but you know, fuck it. It's fucking Chile. They have like 4 regions or some shit.
We could, but I'm thinking if we're gonna airstrike somebody, we should have a plan to stay there long term.
Ooh, I guess. Are you telling me airstrikes are expensive?
Well, the airstrike itself isn't that bad. I mean, it's what, 150 cc and some food.
Yeah.
But you know, you got to spend some money to make sure you land. And, you know, last month, a lot was spent to land in Macedonia, and then we just kind of rolled over and.
Wait, what's Macedonia? Out. I've never heard of Macedonia.
What's Macedonia? We've already established this. It's the federal, former Yugoslav Republic of Trash.
Yes.
Yeah.
That.
That.
Pirates.
Pirate. There we go.
Next up there to Croatia and what was it, Albicia now?
Albicia. Rumor has it, though, there'll be a new member of the trash tier countries soon.
Up there with, like, Canada. And that's pretty hard to – that's a hard match. Oh, breaking news. Wookiee Jack is no longer a Congress member. Yes, he has resigned his position from the ineffective in-game Congress.
Oh, man, you have to live talk, like live blog, you removing his congressional access from the forums.
Well, he's already been censored, if I remember correctly, for the July 4th resistance war. No, not resistance war, but like revolution.
Yeah.
I'll check it to make sure because I have glorious, glorious moderation powers. And I should abuse them, but I sadly don't.
So, oh, we have Tyler here. What's next then for our Europe excursions?
Okay, so we've got, so far we have visited Spain and France. We're going to go see Chile. Hopefully we can get into Belgium. After that, we're going to Germany.
Oh, yeah, Germany.
I'm going to just go ahead and publicly say that now.
Yeah, I was going to say, have you announced this in-game yet? Because I was trying to not say that.
Yeah, I was trying not to either. Okay, so you heard it first here. Breaking news on ENPR. We're going to kill some Nazi scum.
Yeah, the plan is to wipe them and hold them down for the indefinite future for being douchebags.
That's so.
Now, I'm sure a lot of people don't actually know what they did because it was mainly a PDB thing. Can you explain what specifically was the final straw in this case?
Well, we sort of pulled some strings and had Cyprus airstrike into Cuba because rumor was Croatia was wanting to airstrike into Cuba so they could come after us. And so we had Cyprus go in there first to kind of block them, which was glorious. So they decided to airstrike into Canada instead, but they needed a whole lot of food to meet the airstrike requirements, and they didn't have nearly enough, and Germany went ahead and supplied that to them. They obviously weren't successful in landing in Canada, because I have every confidence in Dennis McVicker and his visa.
And they have the some tanks up there.
Yeah, they don't have a lot of everyday strength, but if you mess with them, they'll start swiping that card and give you a lot of problems. We saw that a couple of times in our history where we've messed with them. We've been able to hold them down, but it was expensive and they were a big pain in the ass.
But it's worth that.
Worth every penny to suppress our enemies under the mighty oppressive boot of Lady America.
But, you know, there's some kind of behind-the-scenes things with that. Some of our South American allies have a soft spot for Cuba, and they weren't real pleased with Cyprus coming in there. And one of them even said, like, well, what if they go into Canada? What are you going to do there? And I said exactly what I just said, which is DMV is going to swipe that gold card, and all will be – and that's exactly what happened. So,
yep.
Our next trip – for Eurotrip summer 2015 will be to Germany.
It'll be beautiful.
Depending on how that goes, we may go one more place.
Ooh.
Are you ready to say who that is or no?
Not yet.
Will we be pleasing Dio with this other invasion?
I think so. I'm eyeballing two countries. They're both pretty decently strong. And it would help an ally out. And then once we're done with that, we'll probably end up going back in and taking a couple of regions in Spain to just kind of sit on, because Portugal is kind of having a hard time holding Spain down. Mm-hmm. Which, let's talk about Spain for a second. How far have they fallen?
They are literally garbage. I never thought I'd see the day where Portugal would be the one, where like Spain would be begging for mercy from Portugal or something like that.
I was just thinking that. Portugal's asking us for help to kind of hold them down. But once upon a time, there's no way Portugal, even with a little bit of help, would be able to do anything with them.
I mean, we used to talk about how far Brazil had fallen from, like, you know, previous days of yore. And Spain has now below Brazil by 20 billion damage this week. There, Spain is above Thailand and Russia, and they're technically above Portugal, but you know that doesn't matter.
Yeah, the fact that it's even close is...
it's astonishing.
Does everything you need to know. Mm-hmm. That they've had a rough year or so, because it seems like it's just during the last year or so that they've started tumbling down.
Yeah, I'd have to agree with that.
Well, they never had, like, a big base of gold buyers. They just had an active community. So once the game's been dying, it's really easy to fall off. Combine that with they've had a lot of troubles holding their own regions. Mm-hmm. I'm not surprised that there's been a mass exodus.
Didn't they also have some kind of community split, too? I think I remember. I don't remember exactly.
I feel like there might have been. It might have been that whole Catalina thing.
Yeah, Catalina business.
They benefited a great deal from two being so overpowered. You know, they could just kind of sit there and have their 10 and not
especially
have anyone challenge them.
Especially since Poland was their primary backer for the longest time.
Yeah.
People didn't really want to go in and mess with them, but since Poland, for the more or less, ditched them, things
it's not even just more or less. Poland straight
up. Yeah, Poland was just like, we can't tie ourselves to you any longer. It's not me, it's you. You're being disgusting.
Who would have thought you'd ever see that? I mean, sometimes people say e-Republic is like it can be boring and slow, but if you look back at how things have changed over time, it's crazy. I mean, who would have ever thought that we'd be like, oh, we hate Croatia, we don't like Albania, you know?
Yeah. Oh, for the longest time, we were just like, just straight up butt buddies with them, and now we're like, we're kind of like. You know, I don't know what to say about Serbia. They're just kind of like, we have this like mutual, I feel like, feeling.
It's an agreement to just stay away from each other.
Basically,
you all
just
played a different game.
Yeah, we're just like, we can't be friends, but like, we can kind of cooperate on somewhat of a level. Like, you know, we can stay away from each other. Is that good? Yeah, okay, sure.
Like, it's kind of, we can go to the same party, but you just kind of stay on your side of the room. And we'll
right.
You have a good time at the party. We'll have a good time at the party.
Yeah.
Have some of the same friends, whatever, you know. But just kind of stay away. And even that kind of makes it a little bit.
Wow, that was some hefty coughing.
Yeah, I know. I muted my mic. I'm sorry.
So anywhere else? So we're going to Germany, and depending on that, we might go somewhere else. And do you plan on keeping all of these regions, or just like pulling back from them after, you know, destroying them?
We won't be keeping France. We're going to let that go. We probably won't be keeping Belgium. We're going to let that go. But Germany, the plan is just hold those sons of bitches down as long as we can. I guess we'll probably go back into Spain and take three regions, because that's all Portugal wanted us to have was Cantabria, Castilla y León, and Extremadura.
Extremadura, those are kind of like border regions-ish for them, aren't they? If I remember correctly, which is actually Portugal.
Cantabria was, and Castilla y León and Extremadura border Portugal cord, but they're kind of funny. They want help and they need help, but if we take too many regions, they lose the empire status, and they're like serious about the empire status. So
they have empire status.
They might not now, but they did for a long time.
I didn't even notice Portugal had empire status. That's fucking ridiculous. just like real life, people forget Portugal had an empire.
This is the 1600s?
Yeah.
East States did an interview with the country president / emperor of Portugal just a week or two ago. Mm. So they might have lost it now, but for a couple of months now, they've had empire status, which just goes to show you, like, the country power ratings don't, I don't know. I guess it's because they're holding down Spain, which is so much, you know, technically a stronger country than them, so it's a bigger accomplishment.
Let's check out.
We're gonna wipe Cuba and Mexico and Canada. We could technically do that, but we wouldn't get a whole lot from that because we're not stronger. Well, they're not enough of a match, I guess. We would have to take over
Croatia and Chile at the same time or something.
Let's do it.
Well, at least one.
Let's do it. When's the airstrike into Croatia?
The Dark Knight's getting ready to try an MTO then. That should be...
I saw that in the forums today.
That's going to be beautiful. Hey, how about as a reconciliation, Serbia and the United States, we both jointly invade Croatia?
That might be worth looking at.
and then we might as well do Bosnia too and just give Bosnia to Serbia for funsies.
Yeah, can we just like start selling other countries? You know, like we'll give you Bosnia and Herzegovina for like 100 gold.
Didn't that happen at some point? I forget what countries it was, but I remember one country completely taking over the other one and they literally rented one of the country's original regions to someone else. I want to say it was Hungary that did that, but I don't remember. And people flipped their shit. The idea of you renting a region that isn't even naturally yours is just ludicrous.
That's pretty great. You gotta love
it. It's pretty hysterical. Like, imagine if we just took over Canada. It was just like, yeah, you can rent Newfoundland for like, you know, 50K a month. Sure. That would be hysterical. Okay, so DERPA for president, we're going to take over Canada and rent it out to any country willing to pay the price.
The iron price, of course.
Oh, of course, of course. Oh, this does not, that also does not include military assistance and keeping Canada down once you've made your down payment. You're on your own, bitches. What other fun could we have in the Balkans? Can we do some kind of joint invasion of Bulgaria?
Oh my God!
Maybe
can Romania get in on like destroying Bulgaria with us, and Greece can keep the Republic of Trash at bay?
If they were doing one on one, I think they'd have a really easy time with that. Right now, Greece is kind of struggling because they're getting DP'd by Bulgaria and the Northern Macedonian, whatever.
There. I just don't like to see them with regions. It makes me sad on the inside. Just it hurts my heart, really.
Nate still their Minister of Foreign Affairs?
Who?
You know that off the top of your head? Snape.
I don't remember. I can always look it up.
That guy's kind of an asshole. He would approach me when I was, you know, the last time I was president. It seemed like every other day, and he's like, "I'm on an MPP with you." Like,
would rather be. Insert PR answer here.
Yeah, that's what I was doing at first, and I was like, "Yeah, I sent it to Congress, and they're taking forever." And he's like, "Oh my God,
the Chinese approach."
No, the Chinese approach should be not answering you for the next 40 days.
No, but like if they do answer, they always say it's in our Congress. I swear they're just taking it. You know. Yeah.
I'm also countries that have fallen. China. Have you seen China on the rankings list now? I'll give you a hint. Below Latvia.
Really?
Wow.
Yes, they are 26th.
Are we allies with China?
Yes.
They used to be this uber strong, full bonuses. Nobody really messed with them. Nobody could really get any help from them either. They just did their own thing. Screw you guys. We're playing our own game. And
I attribute him just like, you know, ruling the country for life.
But finally, I just told Nate, because I swear every time I get on IRC, he'd be like, what's the deal? I was like, dude, we'd rather be friends with the Greeks than you, so we're not going to MCP.
It's still true, though. It's still true. There's no chance in hell we would do that.
Yeah, he didn't like that very much. But I mean,
what if you should just straight up just be an asshole to people who are just like, hey, you want an MPP? And we're just like, fuck no, I hate you.
No, even better, just, since you're a dictator, send the MPP thing and vote no to it.
And then it's never, let it time out or vote no at the last second. You're like,
sorry about that.
Misclick. We'll try it again tomorrow.
Chris, I'd have to tell Congress, like, yeah, I'm just messing with these guys.
Derp for POTUS. We're going to invade Canada, sell the regions, and send phony MPP invitations to whoever wants to be friends with us. What else can we add to the list? This ENPR brought to you by Shenanigans. Shenanigans. They're fucking hysterical.
So, Tyler, while you're on, how many more terms you doing?
Probably going to try for one more.
So you're going to be president once more. There's no trying involved. You're going to be president.
You don't try. You just declare yourself. You're the dictator. Yeah. Yeah, take charge. Take it by the balls.
Well, the last election was really close.
Yeah, but who's going to step up to challenge you, you know? Beach Bunny's been out of the game for a month, pretty much. Like, she's still playing, but it's not like she's the political powerhouse she was last month. Who could actually physically say, I'm going to run for president and cause you an issue? No one.
The rumor I'm hearing is that she's planning on going again. So, you know, she had a lot of support last month, so there's a chance that she'll get a lot this month. I'm trying not to worry about that. I'm thinking we just put together as solid a month as we can, and then just re-election takes care of itself. I could be wrong, but I feel like we've had a really solid month, as a cabinet.
I mean, I feel like that's how it should work. I mean, why? Yeah, if you don't do a good job, you know, we don't reelect you. If you do, it's kind of hard to say, like, I mean, this guy sucks, and you should vote for me. I mean, yep. I just
yeah. Well, usually the incumbent wins, no matter how good, mediocre, or bad they are.
That happens sometimes too.
Sadly, that's just kind of how it goes. But you know, like I said, I could be biased, but I think we're having a pretty good month. So
yeah, it's been pretty good. And I gotta say, cabinet has done a pretty good job. Even the
cabinet's been super fucking chill. I'm loving our PDBs.
Seems to be doing a pretty good job as Secretary of State. I know we're trying to get him online. I don't know if he's gonna call in. Who is it? Is it Mr. Kerry as your chief of staff?
That's true. Yeah, he's been in chief of staff.
He's done a pretty good job. He needs to let me make more funny posts, but besides that, you know, he's done a good job.
Yeah, that's true.
I really like the whale one.
Yeah.
That was pretty good. Someone I do not like posted that on Facebook, and I was like, oh, wow. I need to use this real quick.
Yeah, that one was great. Like, you basically won the presidential brief.
Like, I should be president next month just because of that.
Shiba wins the month. That was funny. But, yeah, I think he's done a really good job of kind of keeping everything on point. And, you know, people start squabbling because, you know, Pfeiffer and Oblige don't like each other, all that stuff.
Yep. And PDBs can be hysterical. It's just fun to watch.
I think on the whole, we've done a pretty good job of getting along. Like, you know, because that's one thing that's always cracked me up about national politics is, you know, this party doesn't like this party, this person doesn't like this person, and it gets ingrained. But one thing I figured out is if you can get away from Congress and actually work with the person, they're like, holy crap, it's a completely different person.
That's so true.
Like, there's a lot of people I do not like in Congress, but, like, I'll shoot the shit with them on IRC, you know?
Definitely.
There's politicking, and then there's, like, the actual person. You just got to be able to differentiate between the two.
Yeah, very true, very true. Well, and just the more you get to know someone, the better it is. Like, Chigo at one point did not like me very much at all, and I feel like we've kind of moved past that.
Yeah, agreed. We were very, it was a mutual dislike. And then it's, you know, I mean, I'm in your cabinet and I don't even, I have PDB access. I don't even play the game. So.
Well, you've kind of grown on me. Like you put something and I'd be like, you know, that might be poking fun at me, but that's really funny. So like, I can't be that mad. Like,
we have to have Tien Chibo in like every PDB just for the entertainment factor. I mean, you can't not have him in anymore.
This is true, because you know, otherwise it's just serious business. And
yeah,
serious business is disgusting.
It's like war reports and like foreign affair updates and like education stuff.
Stop. Don't remind us. Don't remind us. You don't want to go back there. It's like Congress. You don't. It's there, but you don't want to think about it.
What kind of cracks me up is the difference between administrations, because, you know, some administrations use the PDB a lot and others don't. And so, like, Mr. Kerry would ask Garmer a question, and he wasn't even checking it. And so he contacted him, like, straight up on IRC, like, hey, what's going on with this? And he said, oh, I'm sorry, for the last 3 months we haven't really been using it for that. I wasn't even looking. So.
Oh yeah, well yeah, we have that. That's
because some administrations, they do everything like IRC or in-game PM. And my thinking is, though, you know, 6 months or a year or 2 years, whenever they finally release the library, the only thing people are going to be able to see is the PDBs. So if we have stuff in there, it makes us look like we actually did something.
Agreed. Yeah. I like using the PDBs for the historical.
What if we put up IRC logs of, like, you know, White House and Oval Office? What if we just copy paste that after a year? We just all the shit that happens in those channels.
It'd be crazy. I know a project me and Israel Stevens always talk about doing, but obviously we're never going to do it. Is we want to release all the logs from Macon Control and all the foreign affairs that went into it.
Oh my god!
Yeah,
please do. That would be great.
Like, we tried, but just like, you know,
so much.
If anyone's curious, you can always go to the Paul Proteus Presidential Library and see the shit show that was the Croatian attempt at making an alliance. That was awful. I had to try and push for that and try and weasel our way in there, because we all hated Circle of Trust. So we wanted to see what could happen. And it was just, it was such a bad time. That was not fun.
Hold up. So I clicked a random PDB from Proteus's thing, and I clicked it because I was the OP of it. And this is pretty funny because we were just talking about China. China responded to DERP and is apparently going to the Congress. Maybe their Congress will make a decision. Maybe not.
Yeah, that's always funny. What it is. Because also, I remember I never messaged Adjacurium about anything. I always messaged who was the Romanian who was there? Adjacurca, who was there. Foreign affairs minister for like 3 months or, you know, 8,000 years, whatever it was. She was pretty active, but he doesn't respond to anything. Nothing at all. And then their Congress didn't decide anything. Effort would take 2 weeks at a time for us to get like a sentence out of them of interest. They would just keep telling us, yeah, we might be interested. We might not be. You can find out next episode.
we're still waiting.
Yep.
I still don't know if they're joining us at all.
I heard a rumor. I did an interview a while back with Jackal on his Twitch show, and there were some Thailand douchebags that were trolling, and they were donating nine CC and 11 cents for the raffle. Freaking douchebags. But they were saying that they're planning on airstriking us again in September. And
what if it just became a yearly event? Just striking us on 9/11.
I think that's just assholery, but you know, so they're planning on doing that again, which if that's legit, I would want to be president in September, because if they do it, then they lose the Greek and the Argentina MVPs, and then we airstrike them back and wipe them. That would be
That would be.
Last time we kind of got busy with, you know, Cuba was being douchebags and broke the rental agreement, so we wiped them. And then Argentina struck into Mexico, and we spent most of our treasury defending them. And it was, you know, we're tapped out. We can't do anything else. We got to raise taxes, and now everybody hates me.
Yeah, that's true. That was a fun time. We're like, guys, I know I've been hounding for lower taxes for like 3 months, but hear me out. What if we raise taxes? What if we raise taxes, guys?
And people were like, I know I've been pushing for lower taxes for like a year and a half, and we just got them, but I spent all the money. So we
I realize now why we had higher taxes.
So we've got to raise them. But yeah, if they're really going to do that, then I would want to go for 3 months and be president in September and wipe Thailand and hold them down for a really long time.
What if we just go on the world tour and we just airstrike into a bunch of shit show nations and just take them just for the hell of it?
It'd be fun, but I think long term. At the end of it,
it's stupid and it requires a good amount of money, but it provides a decent amount of entertainment when, you know, whatever you click on the map, you suddenly see a region of the United States.
it'd be fun, but I'd end up with a glove legacy where, like, you spend all the money.
Let's take Australia. Let's do it. Australia, I didn't even realize they were actually on the map nowadays. They don't deserve.
Yeah, we hope them get back on the map when we wiped Indonesia.
Yeah, now I mean Peru is there. I knew Peru was there, but Peru is there. Let's just take Australia. Let's do it.
I think we're friends with Peru right now. So
yeah, that's true. Anyway. Well,
we are friends.
Is Peru? I can never remember if Peru's on the Chile side or the Argentina side. If they're on the side of trash or the side of, like,
lesser trash.
Yeah.
Wouldn't it be absolutely OP if Chile and Argentina could get along?
Oh, my God. If they could, they could. they would mutually, like, rule the Western Hemisphere.
They really would. So maybe it's good they don't get along.
That's true.
But they're both, you know, arguably, like, what? Top 5, top 3.
Yeah, I think Argentina is technically not like the top 5 or whatever anymore. They were for the longest time, but now they're technically 11th. But you know they can hit way above that if they want to.
Yeah, there's no way they're that.
No, I mean they're beneath us slightly at 142 billion and we're at 150 billion for the week, ending in 3 hours. So I mean Chile is number 2. They're at 320. They're 30 billion off of Serbia's rate.
And we're 6th, is that right?
We are 9th this week. We are 9th, but we're in striking distance of, like, Slovenia is right above us at 155. But I assume that's because of the war they've been having. They've been hitting pretty hard. Bulgaria's at 191 in 7th. They're 40 billion above us, and then Hungary's just above that. So, I mean, we're in striking distance on a good week of 6. I mean, I've seen us up there when we hit hard. We're about 5th or 6th.
Do you remember when we were 3rd? Like, just take it to the bank, we'd be 3rd.
Yeah. You know, about 2 years ago before we got gangbanged, That would be about the time. Then the community kind of dwindled once we got our ass handed to us.
Yeah.
Yeah.
The next two presidents didn't even really get a chance to do anything.
Nope.
And she was president, and I'm like, hey, 9 people are coming to bid on your face.
Basically, like, Artela was president, and then she led us into war after free area or whatever is. Yeah, it was free area. PTO, the AMP. She was like, that's the final straw. Let's invade Serbia. We took a few regions. We battled it out. Nothing came of it. Then to Chibo's term, they, like, fucking destroyed us. And all you could really do was sit back and watch. There's not much you can do about that. Paul Proteus had the unfortunate circumstance of, you know, not being able to really do anything. I got a sweet ass deal by manipulating the interim Polish government, but they were roundly ridiculed for that, and that didn't go over too well for really much of anything. And then Josh Frost bailed us out. Was that Obliged's presidency, right?
Yeah, Blige spent a lot of money
Out
most of them.
Yeah.
There was still Poland, and then Spain decided to come kick us. I don't know, that was Spain, I guess. I was like, hey, yeah, they're out of money. Let's kick them.
Oh, man.
That kind of sums Spain up. You know, like everybody else went in.
Right.
Like, these guys just kicked out 8 people. They don't have any more money. Poland's there. Hey, we'll jump in too.
Yeah, good times. That deal also caught us a lot of flack from our alliance at the time. They didn't really care too much for that. At least the people in the government was like, oh, that's pretty cool. Like, hey, you can help supply more damage for us. And then they were like, but you can't help the counter invasions and blah, blah. Like, the actual, like, citizenry was upset because they don't understand things because they're plebs. God. Why can't they
on
be
the bright side, though,
like us?
I think that Summer of White kind of helped finish off AJ's PTO.
Oh, yeah, definitely. Because they couldn't do anything. It was almost timed perfectly because they were on the downswing at the time. And then we got destroyed, and they were just like, well, what's the point?
Max work tax.
Yeah, and max work taxes, no regions, and then...
No Congress.
We did whatever with Hannibal, and they just kind of left, and AJ sat in a corner and cried. And
the Congress now is, not... You remember when you had to, try and snipe the natural enemy because you just knew that one of the AFA cards was going to... natural enemy, someone, England or Canada or whoever, or constantly trying to cut taxes to, 1%, or...
The constant donations to, Serbia's treasury.
Yeah, but they changed the name of it, or it was just like one letter off from the congressional budget, hoping that you were dumb enough to be like, oh, okay.
Yeah, sure, yeah. Because they had 40% of Congress, they really only needed 2 or 3 people, or several people just to not vote in order to get $400,000 of their own.
Yeah, I don't miss that. Yeah. That was annoying. Yep.
Oh, man. Well, I mean, we got 15 minutes left. It's 17 minutes left. Is there anything else you want to talk about, Tyler? I have 2 phone numbers on the line, but I have no idea who they are because they did not private message me or anything. They should really do that so I have some fucking clue of who they
are. Don't you have a button to screen them?
I mean, I do, but do I really want to? I've never used that. I mean, what do? They just talk to me and just be like, hey.
Yeah, what happens when you screened them, at least back in 2014, was it sets you up on a one-to-one communication with them. So you hear them and they hear you, but it doesn't broadcast.
One of them probably Jaden. He's going to talk about American.
I know. I don't know if Jaden. Okay, yeah, Jaden says he called. He didn't. Jaden, you did not tell me what your phone number was. You just said I can't figure out how to get in, and I didn't. Sorry. It's okay. It's okay. Just tell me which one it is so we can get you on. Also, there's this other number here. I have no idea who they are. It's probably Eli. I bet you it's Eli.
I think it is. He's more than confident. He's complaining in IRC at the moment.
See, I don't recognize, but I know that's not even it. How is that area code? Eli, you don't live anywhere near there as far as I know. When did you move to that area? Never mind. That's Jaden. Okay. So that makes a lot more sense now. Yeah, it does. Okay. So Tyler, do you have anything else to say at all?
No, not so much. It's been a pleasure conversing with you, gentlemen.
It's been good talking to you as well.
Yeah.
I enjoyed it. I had a lot of fun. Looking forward to next week.
Yeah. See you next Monday. Have fun with your real life trip, whatever you're on.
Yep. Thank you very much.
Yeah, hanging out in New Orleans. Maybe I'll meet Pfeiffer.
Yeah, you actually should. Like, just no trolling. Times. Like, real talk. Message him, see if you can get lunch or something. That'd be a cool day.
Yeah.
Yeah, I'll have to hit him up and see if he wants to. Because I'm here doing, like, a training seminar during the day, but I could do, like, a dinner or something.
He'd probably be down. And, he'd probably be a cool one to be to, like, meet. I've always said if I was ever in the area of him or vice versa, I'd definitely meet him for lunch. He's on the list.
Mm. Yeah, that's a good idea.
I'll message him and see if he wants to do it. Because I'm here this week, and I'm here. Like, I go home for the weekend, but I'm right back down here next week. So, you know.
We'll a word. Yeah, absolutely. Nice.
But, all right, you guys, if you want, just go ahead and mute me. Like I said, I've enjoyed talking to you.
Word.
Enjoyed talking to you. It's been great. Thanks for coming on.
Not a problem. Anytime.
Wow, you cut him off.
I'm sorry. It was right at the very end too.
He might fire you, but it's whatever.
We've got Jaden A. He's on the line, and let's see. He should be on right about now. See if I got him right. Is this Jaden?
Yeah.
Nice. Awesome. So last week, in Middletopia's interview, he was just kind of nonchalantly just said, like, you know, he wouldn't really send people to American University. I don't think he really got the gist of it. Would you like to tell us, as the dean of the esteemed American University, what exactly it is you do so that we can get the story straight?
Sure. Well, I became dean about 2 weeks ago. So I'm still new to the job, but since then I've been making it my mission to make American University relevant again. I've heard stuff similar to what Middletopia was saying last week from a lot of people, actually. A lot of people rope American University in with other Department of Education and Interior programs and say that all of them aren't actually doing anything to, like, build the community. But that just simply isn't true, at least for American University, so I can't really speak for other programs. American University, they just haven't read American University's lessons, if they think this. Yes, we do give rewards, but they're only for taking steps towards becoming a part of the community. Like, we give one gold for making a newspaper, or, like, two gold for posting in the introduction stage on the USA forums. We also give out information on how to become more active in the community, like how to join IRC, which confuses a lot of people. We also deeply encourage in our lessons greater involvement in the community, because let's be honest, without being a part of the community, this game is boring. That's why I quit whenever I first joined back in 2012. I never got into the community, and I quit after like a month of two quitting. But I came back a couple months ago, and since I came back into American University, I've been continuously updating the lessons because they had some extremely outdated information. Like, a lot of programs that weren't actually active were being promoted, and a lot of programs that weren't active weren't being promoted. And they also had a lot of major rules that have changed about things that hadn't been updated. So I did a lot of updating whenever I first joined. I also added some information. Like, there was absolutely nothing about dictatorship or the defense of dictatorship in the AU lessons. And while I was still a mentor, I kept getting questions like, why the hell does the EUS have a dictator? Don't we, like, love freedom? And stuff like that. They had absolutely no idea why we had a dictator. So I added in some information about that, too, because I thought that was a major oversight in recent times, at least.
So basically, what you've been doing for the most part for the past 2 weeks is just cleaning house from the mess that was previously American University.
Yeah, and I don't fault any, like, previous previous people for doing it. It just hadn't been updated in so long. Like, I'm pretty sure that those lessons were written before the plague in the U.S. It wasn't, like, relevant then. But it's really relevant now. And to really understand anything in the political climate, you have to know, like, about the difference of dictatorship and about what programs are going on and stuff like that. And so I've been trying to make sure that relevant information is there. And then, of course, there was the USAF agreement that Inriaku, I'm not sure how to actually like, pronounce his name on here, Inriaku.
Says Senriaku. I think that's how he pronounces it.
Yeah, he and I drafted an agreement between USAF and AU, and we got everyone on board on both sides. And, so now that's bringing a lot of people to American University, so hopefully that will put good word out about us.
Yeah. So now that you've kind of revamped it and gotten more information out there, updated the information, all that kind of stuff, about how many mentees, how many people are interested in the program and are going through it?
We currently, let's see, let me check real quick because I'm not sure exactly.
Take your time, no problem.
Don't take your time, you're in a rush.
Okay. Yeah, we're in a rush, we need stats now.
I think we've got 9 students right now.
That's probably more people, you know, than some people would expect, you know, to actually be joining the game and be interested.
Yeah.
We made the joke last week, you know, new citizens today, 16, how many do we expect? You know, probably -3.
Yeah. And we've actually had 3 people graduate in the last week. So we do have a good deal of people actually, like, moving through the program, too.
That's pretty good.
Yeah, that's pretty good. I like that.
What exactly does a graduation entail?
Well, to get through AU, to actually graduate, you have to pass a chance to get a 70% or more on all 3 of our of all the information that we give, basically. Free reading things and not just saying, oh, I have blank, give me my awards, to, you know, to make sure that things are actually sinking in. We test people, and then pretty much everyone passes the exam and then graduates.
So basically, once people are done, they've got the big old gist of how the game works and how to get around it and what all the game mechanics do and all that kind of stuff, right?
Yeah.
Nice. Well, it's good to know that people are actually joining the game and are interested in sticking around and joining the community, because a lot of times people, you know, probably don't see that or it just goes overlooked.
Yeah, we get a lot of people who are, like, extremely enthusiastic, too. Like, it makes me really happy whenever I get a student who is asking a lot of questions after I get every lesson, like, what about blank? What about blank? We get a lot of people like that, and that gives me a lot of encouragement that they are wanting to be a part of the Republic community, not just here for secret.
Yeah, and so I understand you're also American University is working with flight training right now, which I believe used to be a part of the USAF, but isn't. I don't believe it is any. Maybe is it a regiment in USAF nowadays? Don't recall.
I'm not sure exactly where they're placed whenever they're in USAF, but they graduate flight training.
So they graduate flight training and join the regular USAF.
So now, in the old system, before our agreement, USAF had their own, like, lessons. They had their own training program for students. So they would go through the program at the university. And once they graduated, they got to be a part of the larger military unit, USAF. But they weren't happy with the current state of their lessons. They weren't able to keep leaders and students both active in the training process. So Is this better?
Oh, also, just make sure, I hear a couple of people and we're having a little trouble hearing you every now and then, so I know you're on a phone, so make sure you got it nice and close, I suppose. Luckily, I have a headset. I don't have to worry about that too much.
Yeah, I have a headset, but I wasn't able to connect from my computer. I had to get onto my phone. So
yeah,
I'm talking on my phone.
But, yeah, unluckily, I guess the Skype thing never came up, did it?
Yeah, I double-checked. The Skype option did not come up.
I think that might be a part of the new, like, Hi-Fi Studio beta. Because it encourages me to invite guests and co-hosts by using their email addresses. So I assume that that's what they're going to try and do in place of Skype, is that normal people can call in via their phone and guests you have planned can get on via the Hi-Fi connection. That's what I assume they're going for.
Oh, that makes sense. So like if you're on mobile or something, Hi-Fi... Well, okay.
Yeah.
It's really dumb.
Yeah, I think it's kind of dumb too, but I suppose they think, you know, you want your guests that come on to have the same audio quality as you do. But I don't see why not having Skype helps that at all. So hopefully they add that in the future so that people can get on nice and easy. But it's been great having you on to talk about American University and getting some of that cleared up. It's nice to know that people are joining and are interested and are enthusiastic of all things about our game and its community.
It was glad to see we got an active.
Yeah, it's also it's nice to see we have an active dean too.
Yeah.
So, props to you for that. Props for keeping it up and running and getting it nice and active and oriented.
That's what I'm trying.
Yeah.
Thank you very much.
Yeah. Thanks for coming on.
No problem.
So Tenshiba, we've got a whole 2.5 minutes here. What do we want to talk about?
All right, we have to talk about something very serious now.
Something very serious.
Yes.
Let's lend an ear, everyone.
We need more people to start playing Rocket League with us.
Rocket League. ENPR is brought to you by Rocket League.
Those of you who are unaware of Rocket League,
cars.
It's literally soccer with rocket-powered cars. It's $20 on Steam.
Fucking fantastic.
And me and Leo/Yui and Derp have been playing it for like 8 hours a day all week. And we need more people to play against. There's a 3v3 tournament coming up, which
we have entered ourselves into a tournament. We've gotten our registration, but the brackets have not been sent out.
Yeah, when is this, by the way? Because I probably have work.
Okay. So it was supposed to start Sunday, but it didn't. And because he's busy, the guy coordinates for ESL and something else. He does brackets and all that for them. So he keeps postponing it, but he says he'll have brackets out tonight. And maybe, hopefully-ish, we could get watch with us. We might be able to get a stream up. We might not, depending on if any of our computers can run that decently.
I can stream this, no problem.
You can stream? Oh, that would be awesome.
Easy stream, easy life.
Watch out for the next ENPR. We'll recap this episode, the last episode stats, which are great, by the way. We had 69 unique viewers or listeners, both that's total with live and archived. The same as week one, which is awesome. So thanks for listening, you guys. But Rocket League. Like, get in on that because it's glorious and, you know, what better way to, you know, sync with the community than to play games with them? You know, it's great. It's good stuff.
Really is, though.
Yep. So, let's see. Anything else we got? We got another 30 seconds.
We got 24 seconds if you're actually watching.
Listen, guys, this has been ENPR brought to you by War and Rocket League. It's been great. Callers, Tyler, the motherfucking president, and Jaden A. Thanks for listening. This has been ENPR.